boxes on the back end, you know.
Uh-huh.
Outside the end of it, wagon boxes. They can shove corn put in there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't feed corn in them bags, just fall on your head. That's got to be old person. Some kind of ground for it.
If they didn't have
a
horn on that car, they wouldn't have a car.
That's a nice little horn. Oh, on your horse's head, did you have a system of straps up there?
Bridle.
Bridle?
Had bridle.
Had
bits and bridle went in that, and then they had a brow band here, and then a strap come through here, buckle in the throat.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't shake the bridle.
Oh.
See that? You turn him loose, and wouldn't have to touch the bridle.
Mm-hmm. Now, was this for leading your horse?
Mm-hmm.
Was this what you used for leading your horse?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What did you use for breaking a horse?
Well, all I used rope around his neck and down to the bits for me.
Do you have any special word for that?
Well, I don't know. Lots of ways you can use that. You see a lot of bad horses, when we break them, we want to break them, so they wouldn't be mean, you know. We just tied to another horse and he couldn't do anything with another rope, you know. You see, Bucky couldn't get no for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get on him and get him gentle. And then if they wanted to buck him, they'd get on him, turn him loose and square him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to ask you, when you cut hay, could you only cut it once in a season?
No, 3 or 4 times.
Do you have any special terms for those after the first one?
Mm-hmm. Well, it'll come back if it, every time it rains, you know, more it rains, the back it'll come.
Uh-huh.
You can cut it 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering if you called the second time you cut it anything special.
No, just hay. There's going to be another crop of hay.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't
mom say second cutting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Second cutting, you could call it third cutting.
Mm-hmm. Were those ever as good as the first one?
Generally, the thing about the second one's the best of all.
Second's best.
Mm-hmm. Oh. You see, the first is just weeds comes up and
yeah.
You get them. The first cut, the next time it'll just be the hay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best hay.
Hmm.
And the last cutting, it just makes less hay. The last cutting, it won't make as much, but it'll be good hay too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was the first thing you had to do when you came into this new country? Before you farm, what did you have to do to the land?
To the land?
Uh-huh. To get it ready.
I had to clear it, cut the sapling, brush, and then start in with one of these little old plows that one man had like this, and scratch it up and lay off rows and plant it.
Uh-huh.
Plow it with one mule, one horse.
Uh-huh.
That's the way they did it.
Now you mentioned your plow. What did the plow do? What did you call that thing that it cut?
Well, that'd be the plow with the... You know, they use a shovel plow, you know, with a little sweep on them, break this ground in.
Uh-huh.
They didn't break it very deep, you know, just enough to kill the foulness on top.
Uh-huh.
Then they'd lay off a good fur and plant the corn, then they was plowing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where this land was all put in. Mm-hmm.
Did you smooth it at all after you
There was no way to smooth it. There'd be so many stumps there you couldn't do anything.
Oh.
You just have to scratch around your corn until you got it big enough.
Uh-huh.
And that stuff you plowed up wouldn't go on it.
Uh-huh. In the later years, did you use anything to smooth it?
Mm-hmm. As the land got broke out and the stumps were gone, we'd disc it and hard.
Uh-huh.
But the first breaking, we couldn't do anything with it.
Uh-huh. I know out in some places, they said they used a sod plow. Then with the rods that came back and would throw this great big old band of sod out.
Yeah, that's in the west, you know, where they had this grass.
Uh-huh.
Big grass. We didn't have it here in this country, you know.